Chapter 7, Leadership and Training for Sustainment Operations. This chapter describes the operations process and the sustainment commander's importance in driving the process. It describes how sustainment commanders use operational art, and it also discusses how sustainment commanders can adapt their formations for missions and transitions. It concludes with training considerations for sustainment units and sustainment leader development. The operations process. The operations process is the Army's framework for planning and organizing operations. Sustainment commanders must be familiar with every aspect of the operations process and ensure it is fully executed within the time available. Using the operations process ensures that sustainment commanders drive the detailed planning necessary to understand, visualize, and describe the OE. It also allows commanders to make critical decisions to direct, lead, and assess synchronized and integrated operations. The following paragraphs provide additional information on the operations process. For detailed information, refer to JP50, ADP50, and FM50. Planning. Planning is the art and science of understanding a situation, envisioning a desired future, and determining effective ways to bring that future about, ADP50. Planning can be both conceptual and detailed. Conceptual planning involves developing an understanding of the OE, defining the end state, and developing an operational approach to achieve that end state. Detailed planning develops the operational approach into a complete plan. Sustainment commanders must be skilled in the art and science of planning. They must understand the maneuver objectives and be able to conceptualize a sustainment plan that supports those objectives. They must also be able to quickly translate the conceptual plan into a detailed plan for subordinates to follow. Sustainment commanders and planners must identify potential friction points and codify them into a decision support matrix. Also, developing predetermined branches and sequels to the plan can expedite the implementation of changes. Planners should also seek to clearly define and receive approval for delegation of authority as it pertains to some of the decisions on the decision support matrix. Commanders must exercise their discretion when delegating authorities, but doing so can rapidly enhance the responsiveness of executing changes to the established plan. Planning is continuous. During preparation and execution, sustainment commanders will be required to assess and continually update and refine orders as the tactical situation and OE change. Input received from subordinate leaders on how things can be done differently also influences how commanders plan and prepare. Preparation. Preparation consists of those activities performed by units and soldiers to improve their ability to execute an operation, ADP50. Preparation creates conditions that improve opportunities for success. Sustainment commanders and leaders at all levels can improve sustainment support through rehearsals, training, and inspections. Sustainment commanders use preparation to move from planning to execution of operations. Execution. Execution is the act of putting a plan into action by applying combat power to accomplish the mission and adjusting operations based on changes in the situation, ADP50. Commanders, staffs, and subordinate leaders focus on translating decisions into actions during execution. Sustainment commanders must ensure that the actions executed by sustainment forces support the operational plan and provide freedom of action, extend operational reach, and prolong endurance. Sustainment commanders and their staffs must continually assess the effectiveness of support and adjust as necessary. Assessment. Assessment is a continuous activity that supports decision-making throughout the operations process. Sustainment commanders and their staffs are required to continually assess the situation before and throughout operations to understand conditions and required decisions. Sustainment commanders should use continuous assessment to make decisions and anticipate and adapt to changes in the OE and operations. Effective sustainment commanders communicate up and down the chain of command to share information and observations and maintain situational awareness. They use assessments to review assumptions, revise running estimates, and understand risk. Sustainment commanders must also understand the importance of assessing operations in other domains to anticipate and prevent issues that could impede operations. Sustainment commander's role in the operations process. The sustainment commander's role in the operations process is to lead soldiers and organizations while providing purpose, direction, and motivation to accomplish operations. Commanders accomplish this through understanding the problem, visualizing the end state, describing the visualization, and directing actions. Commanders must use running estimates throughout the operations process to support understanding, visualizing, describing, and directing. Understand. Sustainment commanders collaborate with their staffs, other commanders, and unified action partners to build a shared understanding of their OEs and associated problems. The OE includes portions of all five domains and all three dimensions: human, physical, and information. Sustainment commanders must understand how sustainment capabilities are employed across the domains and the effects they produce across the dimensions. Commanders must continually assess their understanding of the OE end problem and adjust as necessary. A commander must understand the OE and accurately frame the problem to effectively visualize the desired end state and operational approach. Visualize. As sustainment commanders build understanding about their OEs, they start to visualize the desired end state and the operational approach to achieve it. Sustainment commanders use the shared understanding they gained with their staff to effectively visualize the desired end state and how the operational approach they envision their organization taking will achieve it. Describe. Sustainment commanders must be able to describe the purpose and intent of operations to their staff and subordinate commanders to create a shared understanding. They can use collaboration and dialogue to ensure subordinate commanders understand the visualization well enough to plan and conduct operations. Sustainment commanders should continue to refine visualization during the planning and execution of operations. Updates to the visualization must be communicated and balanced with the time subordinate leaders have to understand and act. Direct. Sustainment commanders direct operations to achieve results and accomplish missions. Effective decision-making and timely sharing of information ensures sustainment provides maneuver commanders with freedom of action to act decisively. Sustainment commanders who can quickly sense, understand, decide, act, and assess provide maneuver commanders with the endurance and operational reach to challenge enemy forces when they choose. A knowledgeable and capable staff are essential to effective decision-making and directing operations. Lead. Leadership is the most essential dynamic of combat power. Sustainment commanders lead by the personal example they set, the quality of guidance they provide, and the actions they take during operations. Sustainment commanders must be able to lead and make decisions in situations that require rapid adjustment in brief periods of time. Fortitude and personal presence are required of sustainment commanders when making challenging decisions and help overcome the friction inherent in all military operations. Assess. Commanders, supported by their staffs, assess the situation before execution and throughout operations to understand conditions and determine what decisions they must or are likely to make. These decisions are facilitated by commanders' critical information requirements that identify critical information needed for decision-making. Sustainment commanders must be able to compare the current operation to what was anticipated, remain alert to variance from expectations, and watch for information indicating threats or opportunities. The ability to continually assess sustainment operations is essential in anticipating changes and quickly adapting forces and support provided to counter those changes. Sustainment commander and operational art. Army commanders, both maneuver and sustainment, must use operational art to develop a vision of how to establish conditions that accomplish their assigned missions and objectives. Commanders and staffs use operational art to develop strategies and operations to organize and employ tactical forces. Using their collective skill, knowledge, experience, creativity, and judgment, commanders and staffs integrate ends, ways, and means to achieve objectives. Army commanders use operational art to pursue strategic objectives through the arrangement of tactical action in time, space, and purpose, all while accepting and accounting for risk. Operational art is what allows commanders to translate their operational approach into a clear and concise concept of operations that is disseminated in an op board. The Army design methodology can be used to shape an operational approach. Through this methodology, commanders and staffs gain an understanding of the current state of the OE to include current conditions. It allows them to envision a desired end state that must be achieved, identify problems that will prevent achieving the end state, and then develop a broad, general plan to solve those problems. From this point, commanders use the military decision-making process to develop a detailed plan that includes a concept of operations. Maneuver and sustainment commanders use the elements of operational art to understand the OE and develop a concept of operations. These elements can be used selectively in any operation as required, and not all apply at all levels of warfare. The elements are end state and conditions, center of gravity, decisive points, lines of operation and lines of effort, tempo, phasing and transitions, culmination, operational reach, basing, risk. Commanders, both maneuver and sustainment, must consider these elements in planning. With proper consideration, each element can be used to develop a concept of operations that synchronizes and integrates sustainment with the other warfighting functions. Examples of how this can be done are listed as follows. Determine what sustainment capability is required and where it must be located in order to achieve the desired end state. Establish desired conditions such as required quantities of supplies or operational readiness rate. Determine if sustainment should be considered a critical requirement for the operation. Identify the components of the sustainment support structure, such as supply storage and distribution, that are critical and could cause failure if destroyed. Apportion protection capabilities to the sustainment assets as required. Analyze the effects of sustainment in allowing a commander to maintain combat power and reach decisive points. An example might consist of analyzing the CL3 bulk and CL5 status or maintenance and personnel status and determining if the status is adequate to reach the point. Determine how sustainment affects both lines of operation and lines of effort. Ask if sustainment will impact the ability to reach and control a geographic objective. The same should be done for lines of effort. Commanders should analyze how sustainment affects fires, protection, and movement and maneuver. Furthermore, commanders should determine if sustainment support is a line of effort required to establish the desired end state. Analyze how sustainment will affect the desired tempo of the operation, and if sustainment will allow maneuver forces to maintain a higher tempo than the enemy. Understanding the status of CL3 bulk is critical to controlling the tempo, since fuel directly impacts movement and maneuver. Commanders must also ensure the maneuver tempo does not outpace the sustainment support. Analyze the effect sustainment has on completing the current phase of an operation and transitioning to the next phase. The commander and staff should use sustainment estimates to determine if the support concept is achieving the desired results in terms of the operational objectives. Identify the changes to the plan and the specific support required to complete the phase. Know the point at which the operation will culminate due to sustainment limitations or inadequate sustainment support. As an example, lack of personnel replacement might cause the operation to culminate sooner than planned. Sustainment commanders and staff should be able to determine the culmination point and communicate it to the maneuver commander for consideration. This information can be used to plan a deliberate transition from offense to defense. Know the culminating points for supply since the culmination point is normally the limit of a unit's operational reach. Supply, maintenance, personnel replacements, and medical support all directly affect endurance and the ability to employ combat power for extended periods. Consider what type of basing is required to execute sustainment support. See ATP 3-37.10 for more information on basing. This includes proper positioning, dispersion, security, and command and control required to control the bases. Determine the amount of risk to accept when committing sustainment forces. Commanders must balance the risk with the potential favorable outcome. As an example, a commander might commit an entire fleet of tactical fuel vehicles to reach a decisive point in the operation, but must accept the fact that doing so jeopardizes future operations if the fuel assets are destroyed by enemy action. Adapting sustainment formations for missions and transitions. Conducting successful sustainment operations requires commanders, staffs, and subordinate leaders that can anticipate changes and quickly adapt formations and operations to meet those changes. The responsibility for anticipating and quickly adapting to changes begins with the sustainment commander. Sustainment commanders develop staffs and subordinate leaders that create agile and adaptive units, inspire resilience in assigned personnel, and maintain focus on the mission in the face of adversity. Quickly changing conditions and sudden transitions in operations may impact the teamwork and cohesion of a formation. Both require adaptation and sustainment leader attention. Examples of changes and adaptations include changes to sustainment task organization, new sustainment missions or changes in guidance, changes to operational plans and changes in sustainment missions and support requirements, periods of intense hardship and fatigue, sustainment mission failures or setbacks, reconstitution. Sustainment commanders must develop subordinate leaders that can adapt to the changes in the OE and the nature of large-scale combat operations. Training is the vessel to prepare for these changes, and sustainment leaders must be adept at training task-organized formations and subordinate leaders. Sustainment units that can successfully adapt to changing situations depend on leader development and a command climate that encourages subordinate leader learning, independent thinking, and taking the initiative. FM 6-22 provides additional information on leader development in a learning environment. Sustainment leaders establish conditions for subordinate adaptation by developing sustainment leadership experience, fostering shared understanding, communicating with staff and subordinates, developing teams. Developing sustainment leadership experience. The Army develops leaders who are agile, adaptive, and innovative through a mix of education, training, and experience. This encourages leaders who act with boldness and initiative to execute missions according to doctrine and orders. The goal is to develop Army leaders who clearly provide purpose, direction, motivation, and vision to their teams and subordinates while executing missions to support their commander's intent. Sustainment commanders and leaders develop subordinates by preparing them and challenging them with greater responsibility, authority, and accountability. Sustainment leaders should prepare subordinates to succeed at the next level of responsibility, since large-scale combat operations may require them to replace sustainment leaders above them. It is the professional responsibility of all sustainment leaders to develop subordinates. See FM 6-22 for more information on leader development. Sustainment commanders and leaders can develop subordinates during training by accepting subordinates' risk and providing accurate feedback at the conclusion of training. Sustainment leaders should allow subordinates to accept risk on their behalf during training. They should also ensure subordinates make analytic risk decisions while informing higher headquarters of the risks they are accepting. Doing so provides a valuable teaching tool to learn what risks are acceptable, which are not, and how to better analyze and assess risk. This method of coaching builds a leader's trust in a subordinate's judgment and initiative, It also builds the subordinate's trust in the leader. During operations, sustainment leaders must intervene when subordinates take risks that exceed potential benefits. Sustainment leaders must inform leaders either at the time of the decision or during an after-action review. Instilling risk acceptance into sustainment leaders at all levels comes with accepting mistakes made in sincerity during training. Sustainment commanders that allow subordinates to learn from bad decisions create a learning climate that allows learning while gaining experience to thrive under pressure. Sustainment leaders should enforce the importance of bias towards action by highlighting decision-making during operations. However, commanders should not constantly endorse or support mistakes that result from repeated lack of judgment or inability to learn. Commanders must not tolerate subordinates repeatedly failing to exercise the initiative and constant errors or inaction. To ensure subordinates learn from mistakes, sustainment commanders must publicly discuss a mistake during after-action reviews. This includes the mistakes of the leader as well. Make an immediate correction to enable a shared understanding by the team when there is no time for an after-action review. Correct systemic problems that enabled the mistake. Sustainment commanders must prepare subordinates to take their place as required. Training events, exercises, and professional development sessions are ways to reinforce the vision and need for initiative. Over time, this prepares leaders for assumption of greater responsibility during combat. Sustainment leaders must also create a climate that fosters a shared understanding of the intent and desired end state. Fostering shared understanding. A shared understanding enables a mission command approach to command and control. Sustainment commanders should communicate intentions two levels down, and sustainment leaders must look two levels up to understand the commander's intent, priorities of effort, and end state. Sustainment commanders can ensure a shared understanding of their intent through a continuous dialogue with subordinates. When done in an environment of mutual trust and understanding, the sustainment commander's intent frees them up to move about the battlefield, knowing that subordinates understand the end state and what must be done. A shared understanding allows sustainment leaders to operate knowing subordinates will report information promptly and accurately. Sustainment leaders must educate themselves and subordinates in Army, Joint, and multinational doctrine. Training using the applicable tactics, techniques, and procedures creates a shared understanding, develops the team, and builds trust commanders need to achieve unity of effort. This will be essential when units are placed with different task organizations and command structures during an operation. Communicating with staff and subordinates. Sustainment commanders must be proficient in the use of written orders when exercising command and control of forces. Written orders before and during early stages of an operation promote consistency, provide a common frame of reference, and support a shared understanding between staff and subordinates. During operations, oral communications are more important when time and the changing situation dictate speed of decision-making. Oral communication also offers sustainment commanders an opportunity for personal interaction while leading. Face-to-face communication with staff and subordinates is the most effective means of communication, but is not always practical. The pace of operations and changes in the OE can limit face-to-face interaction. Communications at the tactical level during large-scale combat operations will be mostly dependent on radio communications or Joint Battle Command platform messages. Sustainment commanders must understand that the military bearing they display and their tone of voice will impact subordinates. Effective sustainment leaders should take steps to encourage communication between subordinates and staff. Leaders should make themselves open to receiving new information, good or bad, without harsh or overreactions. These types of barriers can reduce the ability to receive accurate and timely information. Failure to receive and act on this information can lead to mission and operational failure. Developing teams. Developing successful sustainment teams is a continuous process that begins at home station and continues through deployment and operations. For sustainment commanders, developing an effective team requires a shared understanding across all domains and effective communications with their staff and subordinates. Often, sustainment units serve or are deployed with different subordinate units or placed under an unfamiliar higher echelon. Sustainment leaders can build trust in these situations through interaction with subordinates and higher echelons to collaborate and get a shared understanding of each other's capabilities. Sustainment units may participate in operations with different command structures than at home station. Sustainment commanders must be prepared to communicate with those command structures to share vision and understanding. This communication between leaders and staffs can foster team building. It also provides an opportunity to identify scenarios where they may train together in the early stages of an operation. Sustainment commanders should circulate with subordinate units to assess capabilities and readiness, learn task organizations, and motivate soldiers. Sustainment commanders that build relationships with subordinate units and unified action partners also increase situational understanding while strengthening the team. This increased situational understanding is essential in visualizing and describing the end state. Different cultures and levels of training between the Army and Unified Action Partners can impact building successful teams. Sustainment leaders should strive to understand these differences in order to build civil-military teams. To assist with building these partnerships, sustainment leaders should have Unified Action Partners represented, integrated, and actively involved in planning and coordinating activities, share an understanding of the situation and problem, collectively determine resources, capabilities, and activities required to achieve goals, work for unity of effort towards a common goal. Successful sustainment operations require sustainment leaders working with partners to develop a shared understanding and commitment to the solution. Achieving unity of effort and building a successful team requires sustainment leaders with cultural understanding and the ability to communicate. Without those skills, collaboration and team building with Unified Action Partners will be difficult. Training considerations for sustainment units. Sustainment forces at each level of warfare continue to operate in complex and uncertain environments that present a number of challenges that leaders need to incorporate into training, embracing the principle of train as you fight. Survivability. Survivability is a key objective in all training, especially for sustainment formations, which are vulnerable due to size, limited protection resources, and the requirement to continue sustainment operations while simultaneously conducting force protection tasks. To increase survivability, sustainment units must focus training on defense of the support area, cover and concealment, aggressive reconnaissance and security operations, selection of terrain that masks sustainment formations visually and electronically, electromagnetic protection and emissions control measures, and dispersion. Training on tactics, techniques, and procedures to avoid or withstand hostile actions or environmental conditions is critical to ensuring the survivability of sustainment units in support of Army operations. Sustainment units must be equipped, structured, trained, and prepared to execute these tasks to ensure units can complete sustainment missions when military police are unavailable. The ability of sustainment units to defend the support area is a critical enabling task for conducting sustainment operations. Units cannot conduct support if they cannot defend the support area. Sustainment leaders must prioritize training to focus on the fundamentals of unit defense, such as establishing a perimeter defense, developing engagement areas, integrating fires, employing obstacles, constructing fighting positions, and using camouflage for concealment. Sustainment forces should assume that they are under constant observation from one of the enemy's land, maritime, air, or space-based reconnaissance and surveillance capabilities. Therefore, sustainment units must implement electromagnetic protection and emissions control measures to reduce and obscure emissions and signatures that the enemy can detect. The likelihood of enemy massed long-range fires increases during large-scale combat operations, particularly against command and control, sustainment nodes, and critical infrastructure. To survive and operate against massed long-range fires and in contaminated environments, commanders must plan for establishing base cluster operations to create dispersion. Leaders only concentrate forces when necessary and balance the survivability benefits of dispersion with the negative impact dispersion has on mission effectiveness. Dispersed formations improve survivability by complicating targeting and making it more difficult for enemy forces to identify lucrative targets. Mobility. Operations over extended distances require all sustainment units be mobile. Sustainment units must be able to rapidly deploy, operate, and displace to complicate enemy targeting efforts and increase survivability in a widely dispersed, fast-paced, chaotic, and highly lethal OE. Sustainment commanders must plan for and maintain continuity of command and control during displacement or catastrophic loss. Leaders must ensure units replicate frequent survivability moves and split-based operations of sustainment units and headquarters on a continual basis during training. In addition, measures to reduce the sustainment footprint also improve the mobility of sustainment forces. Movements of large numbers of vehicles cannot be adequately trained by simulation alone. Distribution. Large-scale combat operations will require the distribution system to move a greater volume of personnel, equipment, and supplies than in other types of operations. The ability to synchronize the distribution system to deliver the right things to the right place at the right time is critical to ensuring freedom of action, extending operational reach, and prolonging endurance. To be effective, commanders and staffs must conduct distribution management to synchronize and optimize transportation, its distribution networks, and materiel management with the supported unit's concept of operation. Operating in extreme geography and climate conditions and around dense urban terrain presents many challenges to sustainment units. Units must train for OEs characterized by congested and constrained routes, damaged infrastructure, and 360-degree threats from above and below ground. This may include using autonomous aerial or ground delivery systems, provisioning special equipment and ammunition requirements to supported SOF, and supporting the local populace and unified action partners. Sustainment soldiers train to analyze and predict the demand shifts in a dense urban environment. For example, fuel demand for ground forces may decrease in an AO, while ammunition requirements, particularly small arms and terminally guided and precision munitions, greatly increase. Understanding distribution modes and how to request them is a critical part of sustainment flexibility. Distributing supplies by air or waterway may be a better option in a situation when motor transport is not feasible. Sustainment forces cache commodities to maintain flexibility. The sustainment force also trains to sustain the force in austere areas where pre-positioning equipment may not be feasible, adequate bases may not be available, and the industrial base and infrastructure are poorly developed. Communications. Adversaries will attempt to disrupt, degrade, manipulate, or curtail communications and access to sustainment enterprise systems. In response to this threat, sustainment units train to operate during degraded or denied communications by using redundant manual and digital control systems. To maintain command and control with degraded communications, sustainment units should be trained and proficient in employing all available command and control systems, managing information with analog processes, maintaining manual running estimates, and maintaining an analog COP. Developing and maintaining good staff estimates provides sustainment staff flexibility to anticipate requirements during degraded or denied communications. Sustainment operations rely on effective enterprise resource planning systems, which require access to the DoD information network. Degraded connectivity to a secure communications network poses risks to situational understanding, command and control, mission accomplishment, and continuity of operations. setup of communications to gain access is an essential task that must be trained. Operational energy. Operational energy is the energy required for training, moving, and sustaining military forces and weapons platforms for military operations, JP4O. It is the energy required for operations, air, maritime, land, space, and cyberspace, from competition and crisis to armed conflict at all levels of warfare. Operational energy considerations must be included during mission planning, preparation, and constantly assessed during mission execution. Tracking energy production, distribution, and consumption is critical for visualization, risk management, synchronized decisions, and mission success. In a contested logistics environment, reducing energy demand is critical for prolonged endurance, flexibility, resilience, survivability, and extended operational range for freedom of action and sustainment. The goal is reducing energy demands by advancing knowledge, development, and employment of current and future capabilities, thereby increasing the Army's advantage. Sensoring and metering energy production, availability, and consumption is critical for visualization, risk management, synchronized decisions, and mission success. Energy data literacy integrated with data analytics creates a responsive energy management process that anticipates and simplifies overall sustainment requirements. Commanders and leaders at all levels should plan for, seek out, and employ technologies and techniques that reduce and manage energy consumption. Improvisation techniques include efficient tactical power systems, microgrids, battery management, rechargeable hybrid vehicle systems, environmentally generated energy, and power sources shared by multiple elements when and where feasible. Chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear. Operations must account for possible enemy use of seaburn weapons. Sustainment units must be prepared to operate in, around, and through contaminated environments. This is fundamental to deterring adversaries from employing weapons of mass destruction. Sustainment units should incorporate seaburn into all facets of training as a condition on the battlefield that the enemy will leverage to establish and maintain a position of relative advantage. Commanders incorporate seaburn conditions into training to ensure mission essential task proficiency in a contested seaburn environment. Training sustainment formations. Unit commanders at all levels are the critical link for implementing unit training management to ensure progressive readiness and unit proficiency within their formations. Sustainment commanders achieve unit readiness through progressive, rigorous, and repetitive training conducted in a challenging and uncertain training environment. A commander's unit training plan must use a crawl-walk-run approach that progressively and systematically builds on successful task performance before progressing to more complex tasks. A progressive approach enables a logical succession, builds skills and knowledge from basic to advanced tasks, and sets conditions for individual and collective training. With the majority of the sustainment force structure being in the reserve component, commanders must ensure these formations are well trained and integrated into the multi-component sustainment force structure prior to deployment. Commanders also leverage opportunities to strengthen sustainment training relationships with other services, interagency organizations, private industry, and multinational partners whenever feasible. Commanders do not train sustainment units in isolation. Sustainment units do not operate independently, but as part of a larger force. Commanders must integrate and synchronize the employment of sustainment capabilities with the rest of the force to maximize combat power and achieve the overall objective of the operation. They develop organizational proficiency as part of a combined arms or joint team, supporting other warfighting functions to achieve specified outcomes by conducting multi-echelon training. Maneuver units and their supporting sustainment elements routinely train on resupply, including delivery of logistics packages, vehicle recovery, convoy operations, unit maintenance, casualty collection, HR support, and financial management team missions. establishing FARPs and conducting refuel on the move operations to support extended moves for operations like attacks, mobile defenses, and defensive retrograde are other examples of key sustainment activities integrated into maneuver unit collective training events. Commanders maximize institutional and operational training opportunities at home station and ensure use of current tools, such as Headquarters Department of the Army approved Mission Essential Task Lists, Proponent approved Combined Arms Training Strategies, Individual Critical Task Lists, Unit Task Lists, and Associated Training and Evaluation Outlines for Collective Tasks. The technical nature of sustainment core functions requires constant engagement and maintenance to prevent skill atrophy. Sustainment units strive for mastery-level proficiency of these essential tasks through multiple iterations of training events. That concept applies to not only the actual technical functions, but also to staff activities and basic field craft. Sustainment unit leaders plan, prepare, execute, and assess unit training in accordance with FM7O. Collective training events are conducted in accordance with Combined Arms Training Strategies. The Combined Arms Training Strategies are unit-specific training strategies that recommend a path for units to achieve and sustain training proficiency by identifying collective tasks to train and recommending training events to train those tasks using a crawl-walk-run approach. The Army's standardized Mission Essential Task List defines the essential tasks a unit must perform to be considered proficient in its core mission. Soldiers leave the institutional domain with foundational individual competencies. Unit commanders build on that technical foundation while also training the collective skills required by the unit's Mission Essential Task List. Commanders use the mission essential tasks and their associated training and evaluation outlines to assess unit collective training proficiency. These tasks have been developed and approved by the Army Training Development Capability and hosted on the Central Army Registry to develop unit training plans. They can be found on the Army Training Network. Sustainment commanders and leaders must ensure that their units train the way they will fight in large-scale combat operations. The training and evaluation outline is the Army's source for individual and collective task training standards. It consists of task, conditions, and standards to include major procedures, steps, or actions that a unit or individual must accomplish to perform a task to standard. Additionally, it is important for leaders to know that each collective task also lists other tasks that may need to be trained prior to execution or in conjunction with it. These tasks are prerequisite collective tasks, supporting collective tasks, and supporting individual tasks. During training events, sustainment commanders and evaluators use training and evaluation outlines to measure observed task proficiency. Sustainment commanders execute every training event within a realistic, doctrinally based training environment that ties task accomplishment, individual, leader, and collective, to successful unit mission support through executing unit capabilities successfully. Training events must present conditions that replicate the complexities of the ever-changing OE with the physical and mental rigor necessary to challenge units, leaders, and soldiers to excel in critical thinking and complex problem solving. It is especially important that commanders plan training for supporting operations the Army has not had to conduct recently, such as RSOI and reconstitution. Sustainment leader development. Successful support of large-scale combat operations requires Army sustainers who are technically and tactically proficient, adaptive, and innovative. Sustainers must possess the ability to lead, plan, and support global readiness in complex operational and strategic environments. Developing leaders encompasses training and professional military education as the primary means by which leaders combine experiences gained during operational assignments with doctrine in preparation for large-scale combat operations. However, unit commanders also plan, resource, and execute professional development programs for leaders within their organization to build on the foundation formed during training and professional military education opportunities. Additional considerations for sustainment leader development are discussed in the following paragraphs. Insight: Sustainment Leadership. Sustainment is a tough and demanding task in peacetime, made even more challenging under combat conditions. No one knew this better than Major General Robert Littlejohn, who served as General Dwight Eisenhower's chief quartermaster in the European Theater of Operations during World War II. He told his soldiers in no uncertain terms they were expected to be dedicated, physically fit, and ready to sacrifice at all times. Littlejohn held himself to the same tough standards. Above all, he hoped they would exhibit drive and determination and adopt the can-do attitude needed to overcome the many hurdles that logisticians inevitably face in war. Littlejohn made the unofficial motto focused on mission accomplishment translated into his own language: "It will be done." Total Force Sustainment Integration. This sustainment competency involves two aspects: integrating the varied sustainment functions and integrating sustainment formations across the active Army, Army Reserve, Army National Guard, and Army civilian workforce. Sustainers need to understand the various sustainment functions and be able to integrate them to create a holistic sustainment plan. Sustainers must also understand other components' capabilities and establish partnerships to effectively integrate them to provide optimal support to the force. Integrated training exercises can increase understanding of sustainment functions and foster relationships that increase understanding of capabilities between components. Strategic Sustainment Enterprise Operations. As sustainment leaders develop, they progress from the start point of understanding their roles in enabling tactical-level operations through an operational perspective to strategic enterprise operations. Leaders require an understanding of strategic roles, systems, and capabilities at the enterprise level and how the links work across the levels of warfare. Unified Action Partner Integration. Unified Action Partners are those military forces, governmental and non-governmental organizations, and elements of the private sector with whom Army forces plan, coordinate, synchronize, and integrate during the conduct of operations, ADP 3.0. Unified Action Partners include joint forces and components, multinational forces, and United States government agencies and departments. Ultimately, all sustainment is aimed at ensuring the success of operations, so sustainment leaders consider the capabilities and requirements of Unified Action Partners and establish appropriate relationships with them. As discussed earlier in this chapter, Army sustainers will be both supporting and receiving support from Unified Action Partners. Sustainment Information Systems. Sustainment information systems provide the visibility required for sustainment decision-making. It is important that Army sustainers understand what enterprise resource planning programs are, what enterprise resource planning programs the Army has, and how these are integrated. Operational contract support. Operational contract support is the process of planning for and obtaining supplies, services, and construction from commercial sources in support of combatant commander-directed operations, JP 4-10. While varying in scope and scale, OCS is a critical force multiplier across all phases and types of operations. Sustainment commanders, all primary staff, and most special staff plan for, integrate, execute, and manage contracts and contractor personnel within the OE. On the Army staff, the G1/S1 is responsible for contractor reporting and accountability. The G2/S2 is responsible for contractor threat assessment and vetting. The G3/S3 is responsible for organization of contractor personnel and integration into the operation. The G4/S4 is responsible for OCS planning and coordination. And the G8/S8 is responsible for resourcing and financial management. For additional information on OCS, see ATP 4-10. The OE requires an agile, flexible approach to contracting, Planners should conduct risk analysis for OCS and consider operational and contractor risk, as well as performance, schedule, and cost risks. Contractor support is important to sustaining Army forces across the range of military operations. Planning considerations for sustainment leaders. Sustainment is inherently a simultaneous requirement in terms of execution to support a scheme of maneuver and a sequential requirement in terms of positioning and moving capabilities/commodities in time and space. There is no escaping the linear nature of time and its impact on the effectiveness of sustainment. However, effective use of the mission command philosophy, the orders process, and correct task organization can mitigate potential impacts on sustainment. Sustainment commanders utilize the operations process to develop an effective task organization. The task organization identifies the units with the necessary capabilities required to support the mission. This ensures that the correct number of the right types of units are available, correct command relationships are established to determine authorities, correct support relationships are established as required. Once command and control relationships are established, sustainment commanders and their planners select locations for units to best support the operation. The placement of units must be coordinated with the unit assigned the area of operation within which the sustainment units are located. Commanders and planners must consider all mission variables to include analysis of how each will affect the placement of units. Critical mission variables include mission, to include priority of support, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, and civil considerations, each of which have informational considerations. Applicable operational variables should also be considered. Sustainment support normally has an associated execution cycle. Some examples, though not all-inclusive, include the following. For unit distribution, a cycle is the time it takes for a distribution platform to move from an SSA to the supported unit and back to the SSA. For supply point distribution, a cycle is the time it takes for a supported unit to move from the unit location to the SSA and back to the unit. For a medical unit, when pre-positioning ambulances forward, a cycle is the time it takes for an ambulance to move from ambulance exchange point to the MTF and back to the ambulance exchange point. Optimal physical placement has a positive effect on the timing of support and ensures support missions can be executed to meet requirements. Commanders must physically locate sustainment units in a position that is close enough to the supported unit that an execution cycle is not inordinately long or time-consuming. The time it takes to execute a cycle directly affects the overall time to execute support. Sustainment units with general support relationships support multiple units, each of which may be at a different distance. In this situation, planners must strike a balance when determining placement of sustainment units. Another consideration for physical placement is the type of support provided by a unit. As an example, a composite supply company providing water treatment support to a maneuver brigade may be positioned within the maneuver brigade AO to minimize the time required to produce and distribute the treated water to the BSB. Commanders at all Army echelons, theater Army to company, must ensure operations planned and executed contribute to and support the mission, commander's intent, and concept of operations of the higher headquarters. Continuous coordination, cooperation, and collaboration with higher and lower headquarters ensures all operations are fully synchronized, integrated, and achieve unity of effort. Theater enabling commands, such as the TSC, are integrated into operations by the theater Army as well as multifunctional and functional sustainment brigades, battalions, and companies. Commanders must ensure that operations conducted by these commands are synchronized to ensure all contribute to and achieve combatant commander objectives. The theater Army, in conjunction with the TSC, ensures proper support relationships are established between sustainment organizations and theater enabling command organizations. There are various mechanisms available to commanders to enable them to achieve unity of effort. Mechanisms can be physical activities or processes commanders must understand in order to use them effectively. To gain a more comprehensive understanding of these mechanisms, refer to JP60, ADP60, and FM60.